So we find similar dynamics happening, and I think this is very interesting, and I think that within Theravada especially, that there's a great loss. I feel that Theravada Buddhism is broken, it's crippled, and it's not able to function in the proper way that the Buddha intended. And we all know that the pattern of the dispensation that the Buddha set up was the fourfold assembly, because bhikkhunis, laymen and laywomen. Now, of course, in Thailand, they'll tell you the fourfold assembly, oh yes, bhikkhus, samaneras, laymen and laywomen. Yeah? So this is the... It's very interesting to see the way that the rhetoric goes, yeah? Just to see the way that these things are twisted, because the Theravada presents itself. The selling point, Theravada, is the original authentic tradition. Yeah, we've all heard this so many times, and Theravada is the real Buddhism and it's the most authentic and so on. But then they take this concept, which is we all know is very fundamental, and then twist it and make it something else. Because samaneras, laymen and laywomen. And there's something wrong about that, isn't there? There's something wrong. It's not merely factually incorrect, but it's just not right. It's not balanced to say that this is what the dispensation is. It's lost the beauty and the harmony of that system which the Buddha set up. Is gone, it's broken. And so I think that's something that manifests in terms of the social structures and organizations of Theravada Buddhism, that we have these institutions which are set up, which again is a big boys club, and it systematically excludes women from having a role. And this is very much the case in certainly both Thailand and Myanmar, where even according to the Sangha Acts, the actual legal constitution is the Sangha is defined as being male bhikkhus, and women are, you know, legally excluded. Now this, I think this is a human rights issue, and I don't think this is in accordance with the statutes on equality of rights for women, which is found both in the UN but also especially in the Thai constitution, and also I don't think it's compatible with the statement also found in the Thai constitution that one should be free to practice one's religion according to one's conscience. And it's quite remarkable that if you go to Thailand and if you're a Catholic nun, there's no problem. Yeah, and you can practice in Thailand as a Catholic nun without any, no issues. But if you're a Buddhist nun, then there's big issues. So why is this? You know, why is there this effort and this energy to sustain a kind of an unbalanced and an inauthentic form of the sasana? And so I think that there's a loss within the consciousness, within the mind of the bhikkhus, that in a sense the way that we relate to women is not healthy in many cases. And I've seen this personally with monks who are my friends, and I've actually seen the way that the reactions come up and the emotions are stirred up. And this is not the case with all monks, but it often is the case. And you have this beautiful discourse in the Anguttara Nikaya where one of the laymen asks the question of one of the monks, you know, what do you do when you have all these young monks and then they see women and they're going to get aroused, and what do they do? And so the first response he says is that if there's women who are older than them, they see them as their mother. If they're younger, they see them as their daughter. And if they're the same age, they see them as their sister. And this is the first response, yeah? So later on, if that doesn't work, then you can practice doing samasubha kamatana and so on and so forth, and that also can help. But the first response is to develop this positive emotional relationship, a way of seeing women which is positive and healthy and is based on those kind of normal and very wholesome human bonds. And this, I think, is something that's missing. I think in Theravada Buddhism, for the monks, we can see women as a mother. We're happy with this. So they come along and someone like Eva comes along and she comes and offers everything to the Sangha, and we're all very happy to see her, and it's very sweet and everything. And we can see women as like a daughter. Yeah, so somebody who comes and we can teach and so on and so forth. So that kind of paradigm is there. And we can also see women as a lover. Yeah, and so in that case we see them as a threat. So when the women come in into the monastery, and we can see, okay, they're somehow that they're dangerous. Yeah, and so.